It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Reminder, next hour, the latest on President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet team. Six nominations announced this morning. We'll talk about who they are, including an Angelino, who's one of the six. Of course, they require Senate confirmation, and we'll talk about the prospects for those six coming up next hour on Air Talk. But right now, we turn our attention to skiing in Southern California. We're going to talk about the COVID-19 protocols that are in effect and what our ski resorts here in California are seeing in the way of patrons. With us from Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, Communications Director Lauren Burke. Lauren, we appreciate your being with us. Share with us, first of all, for your runs and for your facilities, what sort of requirements are there on skiers?
Hi. So we opened for the season on November 13th. So we are pushing on our second week of operations here at Mammoth. Really, the most important thing that we are asking our skiers to comply with this season is our mask mandate. So as well as social distancing, we've outlined very clear mask zones around our property. Basically, when you step foot on property, you need to have your mask on, covering obviously your mouth and your nose. We also have limited capacity in our restaurants, cafeterias, base lodges, based on guidance from our public health department. But we have seen such an incredible level of support and compliance from our skiers already in the first 10 days of the season. You know, lift lines where people are spaced out between 6 feet apart, people wearing their masks, and people just really excited to be back outside skiing and riding, and really understanding that we're kind of all in this together in order for us to have a long and safe ski season.
So you're still relatively early in the season, and I was wondering, with your weekends where you get the big turnouts, are you going to be limiting the number of lift tickets you sell? What sort of things are you considering? Because I understand in this first 10 days, it's not as large as the crowds you're going to have who are going to want to come later.
Definitely. So right now we have six lifts out of our 25 lifts open for the season. We have 9 runs out of our 160 plus runs. So it definitely is still early season. We are limiting our resort capacity by controlling the number of tickets that we're selling each day. So no longer can you walk up to a ticket office on any given day and purchase a ticket for that day. All skiers who are not pass holders need to purchase in advance. And for this holiday week, we are sold out for the majority of days for lift tickets. If you are an Icon pass holder, you don't need, which is our season pass, you don't need to make a reservation. But as we continue to open more terrain and open the majority of the mountain, more lift tickets will be available on any given day based on a number of different factors.
Lauren, for the particularly unpleasant days, you know, where it's really cold or you've got snow falling, are you going to be able to handle the number of people that are going to want to be inside and be able to accommodate them? Or you anticipate some of the skiers are just going to have to wait in lines outside to be able to enter?
So really what we're telling our skiers is planning ahead is the most important piece of the puzzle this season, making sure that you're aware of the latest policies and procedures that are in place, making sure you're aware of the weather. Because lodge capacity is limited, we're asking guests, you know, use your car as kind of your home base for the day. Make sure you know that what lifts are running, so you know the right area of the mountain to be able to come and go as you please. So it's definitely going to look a little bit different. We're not going to have kind of those busy lodge days where skiers are hunkered down waiting for lifts to open. And our goal is just to over-communicate with our guests as much as possible so they know what to expect prior to arrival.
Before I let you go, Lauren, do you have a read on reservations in the town there? And are you seeing it lower than it would typically be for this time of year?
You know, the demand for skiing and riding right now is really strong. People want to be outside. They want to be kind of enjoying the fresh Sierra air. And we're seeing that across the board. All of our lodging properties in Mono County right now are operating at a mandated 70% capacity. So it is a little bit lower than what we maybe have seen in years past. But when you look at kind of the averages across the board, a lot more people seem to be skiing midweek. They're taking a little bit longer trips. And we think that that's going to continue throughout the season.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, we've seen golf, which has had some rough years recently, just explode in popularity. For similar to what you're saying, it's one of the ways comparatively safely to go out, be outside and to recreate in this time with all the COVID guidelines. So good to hear that things seem to be going well at Mammoth Mountain Ski Area. Lauren, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Lauren Burke, Communications Director for Mammoth Mountain. Coming up, we'll talk with Mountain High Resorts in Wrightwood's Vice President John McCauley and find out about how one of our local resorts in Wrightwood, how it's handling skiers there. If you have questions or you've been out already on the slopes, I know that Mountain High just opened. We'd love to hear what your experience was like if you went skiing over the weekend. 866-893 KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Back in 1 minute. Speaking of special programming, just want to let you know that Film Week will come your way Wednesday this week because of the long Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be off Thursday and Friday. You'll be hearing Film Week this Wednesday at 11 o'clock right here on KPECC. Joining us now to talk about local skiing from Mountain High Resorts in Wrightwood, Vice President John McCauley. John, thank you very much for being with us. You just opened this past weekend, didn't you?
No, we opened a weekend before, so we've been
open. Oh, the previous. Okay. So you've had about a week or so. How's the turnout been on the slopes?
The turnout's been great. We had a great opening weekend, and then ever since then, the weather's been beautiful. So we've had a lot of happy skiers and snowboarders up on the hill.
All right. And what sorts of limitations are you putting on visitors because of COVID?
Well, Mammoth really hit the nail on the head with some of the things that we're doing, or some of the things that they're doing. We're doing things very similar. Ticket sales have been restricted, so there's going to be less people on the hill. Face masks are mandatory, especially in the base areas and, you know, public sectors. We're asking people to physically distance, ride with your group, stay with your group to kind of keep yourselves together. And then, like Mammoth talked about as well, there's really very little indoor seating this year, so we're asking guests to be prepared for an outdoor experience this year. When things do get cold, make sure you've got you're dressing warmly and you've got a car you can retreat to, because really the lodges are just for grab-and-go food, for retail, for restrooms. There's really no indoor lodging or seating or congregating this year. So, make sure your cars are close by and you can get warm if you need it.
All right. Given the limitation on the number of lift tickets you're selling, does that in some ways make the skiing experience even nicer? You just got fewer people on the slopes.
Yeah, that is very true. If you're going to come skiing this year, you're going to have the mountain to yourself. Half the people are going to be there on any given day. So it's going to be a great on-hill experience. But really, days will be selling out earlier than usual. So you're going to want to go to mthigh.com. That's our website. And get your lessons, or lift tickets, lessons, and rentals ahead of time. Really, everything needs to be purchased ahead of time. We're not selling tickets, lessons, and rentals at the resort this year, so you need to reserve them ahead of time.
So, and with the lessons, you're just using distancing with your ski instructors and the students?
Yes, and more of the same practices as well. You'll be taking a class with roughly half the people you might usually be with. We're limited to, five students per lesson now, and that's both for kids and adults. Probably doing a lot more private lessons this year, and physical distancing as well. So a lot of the same rules apply, but we're still trying to offer the same services and amenities that we usually do. They're just on a lighter level, so just want to reserve them ahead of time.
Yeah, and do you recommend, since people may have a difficult time accessing food sales location, should people bring their own food to have in their car, or is that not necessary? You'll have outdoor.
They definitely can. It's something that we don't usually talk about, but this year I think it makes sense. Be prepared. Bring something to drink, some snacks in your car in case you get hungry. We do offer grab-and-go food here, but no restaurants, no indoor seating like usual.
Okay, no indoor seating at all. And you know, the people that are coming to visit you are typically people just making a day trip of it, a little different than, you know, Mammoth is more of a commitment because of the distance. Does that in some ways make it a little easier for you because, you know, the people are there by car, they're going by car, so a little easier just use that as a base of operation?
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier. When your home is no more than an hour and a half away, it makes life a whole lot easier. And we think we're going to be successful this year, even though our ticket limits have been restricted. There's going to be a lot of people that still want to get out and recreate, but maybe don't want to get on a plane and fly somewhere, want to stay a little bit closer to home. So we're hoping to see a lot of those folks on the mountain this year.
Hey, thanks so much for talking with us about what's happening at Mountain High Resorts in Wrightwood. John McCauley, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Mountain High, joining us to talk about what the experience of skiing is like with the COVID-19 protocols and what you're seeing with only 50% of the typical number of tickets sold. Be a nice ski experience. If you're looking to avoid jam-packed slopes, the key is going to be, you know, getting a ticket with what undoubtedly is going to be high demand. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We have much to talk about in our second hour on Air Talk, including COVID-19 fatigue. We're all experiencing it to some degree. The question is how to cope with it. We have the good news of potential vaccines just around the corner here. How do we stick to it, stay with what we need to do to stay safe, but deal with the emotions that COVID and the fatigue from it bring as well? That's coming up next hour here on Air Talk.